So, hi. Can you describe the situation again that you told me? I understand that a recruiter basically tried to lowball you because you had this PhD experience, and then you had this whole interview process. You were at the on-site, and then the recruiter basically said, "Hey, you don't have actually more than 2 years of experience because you did a PhD." And can you describe the situation again and how you reacted?
Exactly. I can describe the situation, and I also can provide some important details that I think crucial in this case. In the description of the position, it's explicitly written the position entails a high level of responsibility within the R&D team. So since I always was interested in R&D direction, through all my life, I first of all did R&D at the last year in the company. During my master's, after that, I decided to continue PhD direction in research institute, not in university. I never wanted to become a lecturer, but where I had a patent. And yes, indeed, now I'm looking at the positions, and I just today had an interview, a very brilliant interview. Had nice talks with developers, nice talks with scrum masters, with product owners, with VP of engineering. And at the final step, I had a discussion with a recruiter. Who said, okay, like you mentioned this amount of money that you are offered now to go to United States, and now you're seeking a position in Switzerland. And but looking at your CV, I see only 2 years of experience, which means that he automatically excluded like 3 years of my PhD degree, which landed on not only in like publications, but also in a patent that was highly evaluated by European Space Agency. It also led to, I would say, some kind of, since it was a patent breakthrough in the industry. And that's why I was hired in the company where I'm working now. It was one of the primary reasons, because in company where I'm working now, everybody has PhD. So, and he said, oh, I will exclude your PhD, and also meanwhile you worked full time during the last year of your master. It's like not also a real full-time job. And I said, like why? All these jobs were R&D oriented. All these jobs involved like algorithm optimization, complex problems, and that's what I like, and that's what I'm seeking in your company. And you are counting only my last 2 years of experience, generally post-PhD experience. And at that point, I mean, honestly, I was like personally a bit, I would say, not kind of disappointed. I know that PhD is treated, some PhDs are not treated very well. So, but it means that somebody just throws 3 years of your history, Just don't respect 3 years. It's like I went to some exotic islands, lying on the beach, enjoying the sun weather, and after that I came back saying that okay, I would like to have R&D position. I said immediately, okay, it's interesting dialogue, and now I'm going to ask you a question. And I asked in this company the question. I said, imagine that you have two guys. One guy doesn't have a bachelor degree, doesn't have a master degree, doesn't have a PhD, but for some reason he was hired by Google in Zurich. And on the other side, you have a guy with 10 years of experience who all his career, I don't know, developed GUI. Will you consider for any of your positions a guy who came from Zurich without education? And he said, why I should consider that? I said, but because maybe for some reason he was hired by Google, for some reason he came to Zurich generally from nowhere. It means maybe he has some kind of unique talent, maybe unique skills or history behind his like behind him. And he said, no, like he doesn't have an experience, he has just 1 year of experience. But I said, but it's Google. And he said, I don't understand. Like, do you want to know my personal opinion? I said, no, because you are representing the company. I would like to know a corporate opinion. And he said, oh, like, and after that, he didn't answer the question.
Okay,
So,
so you asked the recruiter a complicated question that basically you kind of disagreed on. So in your example, obviously you had this idea that okay, there are like two people. One is hired by Google for like since 1 year, and the other is doing some boring stuff. for 10 years. So basically the other person has 10 years of experience, like 1 year times 10. So you are getting to a very, so you're trying to explain a very complicated topic to a recruiter, and you're all, so the whole situation, I think I kind of understand. So basically the recruiter tried to lowball you, and then you had some kind of discussion that first was positive, but then turned a bit negative because you were a bit pissed. It's just sort of the summary.
But I would not say that it was negative, because it was funny, you know. I still have a contract now from my company where I was promoted, by the way, the last week. And they said, like, you are talking to me about the salary, which is much lower than my, like, salary, which is in front of me. Does it, like, make, like, sense? He said, oh, but, you know, we are a startup. I mean, honestly, for me, startups mean nothing. Some startups are paying a lot. Some startups, I understand the situation that budget is limited. Some startups don't. But, I mean, it's necessary, according to my opinion, to be honest and at least to appreciate the previous experience of the person you're talking to.
Right. So I can imagine there are, like, several reasons. Generally, it can be, so the recruiters can, it can be true that he has kind of an instruction to lowball people, to try to make the salary a bit lower, to also see, okay, what are the points where he can argue in a way, I don't want to say against the person, but kind of how to, he wants to find out the right price for you. I mean, this is his job, right? So what he doesn't want to do is, like, to buy something that, like, where the price is too high. And as a non-technical recruiter, obviously he has a very hard time to evaluate what you actually did. And it is true that there are many PhDs that, as you said, that are not really doing a lot of relevant things to industry. So his approach is not that wrong, I would say. Well, not that uncommon. So it's actually very common. And he just wants to pull out the best situation for the company, which is something that employees should do, right? So the correct reaction, or not the correct, but the beneficial reaction for in your, if I would be in your shoes, then I would think, okay, how can I increase the value for the company and for me? And you already said that you actually tried to point out your research that you did that is relevant to the company. So I would say that this is the only thing you can really do in such a situation. So you can say that, look, I understand. So you can kind of, like, get the person where he is. In this case, you can say that, okay, yeah, I'm totally understanding that a PhD in many cases doesn't mean that the person really did a lot of industry experience. But in my case, I actually worked in a research institute where we had a lot of contact to industry, and we had also this patent. And ideally, you're even find out something in your work or in your past where you can say, hey, this is exactly what you need at the moment. And this is how my past experience can totally help you out solving X. And I understand that because you got an offer in the US, right? And it's also, so you kind of also compared a little bit the US offer to the Swiss offer in the region, right?
Exactly. And I was absolutely open. I said, like,
So that again, you have to always to not just throw at the person, but mm-hmm. also have, you also have to put it in perspective. So if you throw something at a recruiter and think again, so you are thinking about yourself and your situation, but he has 30 profiles a day. So for him, you're just a product. You're just, like, for you, some function in your code or some legacy code. You're some legacy code, like, okay, this CV is some code, and I like, so, like, for you, old code, like, you are for him the same. But for you, obviously, it's your life. So it's a totally asymmetric situation where it's very hard for you to be positive, because it's kind of, you have skin in the game, it's about your life, it's about your job, it's about everything. And for him, it's just his day job. So you have much more skin in the game. And mm-hmm. the moment where you have a little bit of negativity in what you say, this will and can be used absolutely against you. So this will be something that maybe he really doesn't, like, in the worst case, he kind of doesn't like your style or whatever, or your shirt or your eye color. And then every single bit of negativity can turn into something that will close the path to the job. And to prevent that, it's in the sales situation, because the recruiting situation is very similar to a sales situation. You should, or the most beneficial way is to pick the person up. In this case, yeah, I understand the US is a completely different market, the living costs are different, the industry is different, but I would say that similar jobs in your region also pay that much. I did my research, and these are the numbers. And if you present numbers in such a way connected to the value you can bring to the company, the recruiter will have a very hard negotiation position. It will be very hard for him to negotiate against that. And he probably will then ask the CEO or whoever is responsible to pull something out. So this is the best or the things that you can do. Stay positive. Show how your experience is relevant to the company. If it's PhD experience, which obviously is not always relatable, then explain it a little bit.
Yeah.
And the complicated questions, I mean, recruiters don't have time for like answering complicated questions. Like in your case, I totally understand the question you asked. So you kind of wanted to, in a very nice engineering Socrates philosophy style, you wanted to ask a question, and through asking a question kind of make the person learn something, right? This is the Socrates style of education. But and the recruiter is probably overworked. Maybe he drinks too much coffee. In the worst case, he even is under cocaine. in agency recruiters, it's kind of. I don't want to say common, but at bigger agencies, it's common, and they like don't give a shit. And if it's like in this case, probably it's kind of a good recruiter because he's in-house. It seems to be an interesting company, and he also like talks to you. Of course, he's trying to represent the company a little bit, but keep all those things in mind. And maybe call him or clarify things. This will show actually also big interest for the company. So always show that you're super interested. This is also a big plus. So if a recruiter sees, okay, he's like a little bit medium interested and like super arrogant and like, yeah, I have this offer in New York and I don't really so much care about this job, then I'm as a recruiter, I'll be, yeah, then like, fuck you. Because generally as a recruiter, I'm not I don't have so much skin in the game, right? I don't really care, I mean, about the company so much. I mean, in a way, right? It's not like a founder or something like that. So he's kind of looking more into comfort. Whereas for you, it's like your life, right? So, as I said before. So those would be the points that one should have in mind, right? So talking to such people and...
I absolutely agree. Like I absolutely agree with you. But for me, one important stuff about talking to anybody who is working for a company, that if one person during the same discussion, first of all, says, oh, we have like individual approach to our team, you know, we have a team, we're selective, and we are building like the best of the best. And after that, he said, okay, we will measure your experience by table.
No. yeah.
Like his number of years, he said to me, HR is measuring the salary range by table. I say, like, guys.
Yeah, I mean, then you can. Yeah. So then you can. I mean, the thing you did is actually true. So you can. So try to like Occam's razor, right? Occam's razor is this principle that you know you take the minimum, smallest model possible. So you can, in this case, just say, hey, look, do you agree that 2 years at Facebook or Google is totally different than 5 years at some no-name company where one does really non-challenging work? And most people, I mean, even people from the street will say yes. But generally, it is true that some people don't know how big of a difference it is. So even like recruiters who should know that, they don't. And for them, it will be like, yeah, probably it's a difference, but it's not like super hardcore difference. And they're used to other things. They kind of think they know that PhDs is often just another some years of university. So the best thing to do is to explain, like try to imagine it's like an 8-year-old kid who tries to like fuck you, and then And then you try to explain this 8-year-old kid how your past is actually very relevant and is the same as industry experience. And if you are convincing, then probably you will get an offer. And if you don't, then you don't. I mean, but then you gave your best, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. For me, there was only one question. Like, I believe, okay, me, like, I mean, my, but there are other good people, other good candidates who has a brilliant history, like, and when you as a representative of a company try to, as you say, like, decrease the value of the person you are trying to talk to, you're automatically expressing the whole kind of company environment and climate. According to my opinion, I can be wrong. I understand that it's his job. But for me, mm-hmm. it means that you are representative of the company. If already now you are not at least value in some way my past, why I should think that company will?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely a really, really good recruiter will never make a candidate feel like that. So a very good recruiter will be probably approaching it more like, hey, look, we interviewed you right now for 2 days and we know these are your strengths and these things are really, really great. We think you'll be helping us a lot and we will make you an offer. However, we can only pay you this much salary because you lack certain experience in some areas. And we think we will need to teach you this. So it will always be like plus minus. Obviously, it will be like more like that in a very good given by a good recruiter, right? So
this is an honest answer. This is an honest, fair answer. Mm.
So it's also sales. A good salesperson will always do like this. I mean, a good salesperson will never be like, "Oh, you want to?" Although you look, this is like this. Also, you said it's like. I don't know, the whole like German, French areas, the whole European areas are all those countries, France, Germany, Switzerland, they are very engineering heavy. And often they are also, if the recruiters were before in a more traditional environment where you have to, like if the recruiter before worked in non-tech areas, where the candidates actually do have to fight for the job and, you know, the candidate is very like kind of low and the company really chooses between like 10 people. They just take the one they like best. So if a recruiter comes out of this environment, it is also often the case that they don't appreciate the candidate as much and also don't show true appreciation because they are used to treating candidates a bit like shit. And that obviously doesn't work in IT. And that still exists in Europe much more than in the US, where engineers are more treated a bit better, like you know, really valuable people. And here in Europe, you have still some companies that treat engineers like work, like you know, like some workers some assembly workers, right? So there are different reasons and we have to, as a candidate, one has to take this into account and then, be very open and positive about it and just tell as it is and then all things will be fine.
Yeah, thank you for your advice. Maybe I will even call this recruiter on Monday because I promised to him to send like recommendation, like my references. I mean, it's amazing because my references, I also have PhDs, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and one of them is principal engineer in like a very big company. So at that point, it's like a bit very funny for me because for that person, that principal engineer with 5 years PhD in from Germany, might be not look so valuable again because he has PhD. But just for fun, I put a doctor at the end as they do in Germany to respect that person because I personally respect him.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, references, anyway, the recruiter will not like really read the CVs of the references The person will just, so like the person calling the references or looking at the references, they will just see, okay, who is this guy? And if it says like VP of engineering and da 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 and doctor, whatever, it doesn't matter. So it just called the guy. So that's that will be that. So don't worry about that. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much for your question. I hope this was somewhat helpful. And yeah, all the best.
Yeah. Thank you for your advice. Yeah.